This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Drug maker Mylan is under fire for sharp price hikes for its EpiPens. Consumers, doctors, and politicians have all piled on as the price of a pair of shots has risen to around $600. But a hospital system out in Utah this week has a surprising new workaround, and it could be a dirt-cheap blueprint for the country. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Move over EpiPens. Here come EpiKits. We're in the central pharmacy at the University of Utah Health System in Salt Lake City. What you're hearing, says pharmacist Aaron Fox, is the magic bagger. Think of it as an industrial-strength saran wrap machine putting together EpiKits.
We have a vial of epinephrine, we have two needles, alcohol wipes, and we have two syringes. And the total cost of this kit is right around $10.
Yep, $10. Up until now, Utah has stocked dozens of very expensive EpiPens at its four hospitals, cancer institute, and 10 clinics. But this week, it's begun sending these kits out across their entire system. So if someone has a life-threatening allergic reaction to chemotherapy or some other medication, staff will administer epinephrine using a vial and syringe instead of a $300 EpiPen.
It is our responsibility to be responsible stewards of the American healthcare dollar.
That's Vivian Lee, head of the University of Utah system. EpiPens work with an auto-inject system designed for consumers who need something foolproof. These EpiKits are designed for medical staff, people used to handling tricky syringes. Lee applauds her team for the smart and efficient way they're cutting wasteful spending.
I think one of the great things about our system here in this country is that we encourage competition and creativity and innovation. And here I'm just seeing some of that innovation play out in a way that could be very beneficial to patients all over.
This change will save the hospital about $35,000 a year, a rounding error on a rounding error for the $3 billion health system. But Dr. Aaron Kesselheim, who works at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, says if Utah is successful, he could see EpiKits catching on at hospitals across the country. And what seems modest now could become major.
It's sort of like the environment and, you know, making sure that you recycle your individual Coke can. If everybody thinks the same way, then overall people can make a big difference together.
Mylan, the maker of EpiPens, did not comment for this story. While Mylan can easily absorb the financial hit here, the company's reputation may suffer if prominent academic medical centers follow Utah's lead and drop its best-known product. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.